we got within 100 yards of the trenches, the order came down, be ready to charge.
An excerpt from a letter sent in May 1915 by a Banks Peninsula volunteer in the New Zealand Expeditionary Force.
And soon afterwards we did charge, and being our first, you can guess it was a pretty mad one. Every man yelled and raced forward like blazes. But unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, the Turks' imshi cleared out before we got to them. And we're cheated of our little bit of meat spearing.
The recording, done by an actor, is part of a project run by the O'Kane's Bay Museum. General Manager Wendy Riley explains that it all started when she came across a letter in the museum's collection. It was written from a soldier to his grandmother living in O'Kane's Bay.
It just got me thinking, there must be a lot more of these letters out there, and they tell particularly personal stories. Some of them are quite harrowing, some of them are funny, about these men's experiences. And I thought that it would be great to share them, particularly those that are related to the O'Kane's Bay Museum collections, but also Banks Peninsula.
Wendy says she's been brought to tears by some of the recordings.
There was a lot of humour attached to it, but actually underneath all of that, it's horrendous. And they talk of their mates being killed and being bayoneted, and it's a stark reminder of actually what war was like without us having experienced ourselves.
It wasn't hard to find talent for the project either.
I have connections through the Canterbury performing arts sector, and I could envisage what they would be like if someone with some skill could read these aloud. And so that led me to connect with performers and actors, and they really embraced the project.
Bernard Shapiro is the actor who read the excerpt at the start of this piece. He's a returned serviceman living in Banks Peninsula.
I drew a lot on my own memory of how it felt to join the military when I was a young chap who was a bit full of himself, and promptly got my backside tenderized by a size 10 boot, which was a great education, actually, to tell you the truth.
Both Bernard and Wendy believe the project draws from the strong sense of community that exists on Banks Peninsula.
And one of the things that we love about Banks Peninsula is the fact that neighbours matter here. So a sense of community is one thing, but a community that knows where it's come from is far richer for it, because once they understand where they've been, then they'll know where they're going.
Christchurch RSA President Dennis Mardle supports projects that highlight the futility of war.
Conflict is soul-destroying. You're asking people to do things that you should never ask other human beings to do for your benefit, for your freedom. And so people need to understand that there is a huge cost. And so by interacting with some of those items and how they've used in creating the stories, people will understand that maybe war is not the right answer.
That's the aim of the Letters Home project, which will be published through the O'Kane's Bay Museum starting Anzac Day.